98.1 Power FM, it's Dana and Dylan with you.
Are you yet to get vaccinated? Well, we've got another chance for you here in the Upper Hunter. If you're in the Murarundi area this weekend, there'll be two walk-in vaccination clinics, one in Quirindi and one in Werris Creek. Now, you're reminded that you can cross LGA borders in order to get vaccinated. It is a valid reason to leave your home. And these pop-up clinics are in conjunction with the Royal Flying Doctors Southeastern section. And as they're helping facilitate these hubs, we have got the health service manager, Sally Luffman. She joins us on the phone. How are you going, Sally?
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, going really well. Now, last week we saw these pop up at Marywar, Muswellbrook and Singleton. Are you seeing as many people come get vaccinated as expected?
So we've been vaccinating in Gunnedah this week and we've had about 1,000 people on those days. And only last weekend we had 1,550-odd between Narrabri and Wee-Waa, so they've been really well received within our communities, yep.
Now, these are so necessary for regional areas like us and further west to be able to get people vaccinated. This weekend, Werris Creek and Quirindi are happening. Can you give us all the details, please, Sally?
Yeah, sure. So Werris Creek is at the Railway Hall on this Saturday from 10:30 till 3:30. And on the 19th, which is the Sunday, is Quirindi High School, and that's in the auditorium there from 10:30 till 3:30. So there's no appointments necessary. It's just turn up with a hat, a bottle of water to keep hydrated, and your Medicare number, and then just wait in line. There's a form that you'll need to fill out with all of your personal details so that that can be go up onto your account so that everybody can see that you've had your vaccination. And then a quick question with the nurses, vaccinate and then just wait in our waiting room, which is not really a waiting room. So it's a really quick and easy process. We'll answer any questions or concerns that you might have. We come now and then we come back in 3 weeks' time to do the follow-up vaccination. They're Pfizer vaccines from 12 years and up to forever.
Beautiful. Well, it's so important that these are happening. And I heard recently that through the Royal Flying Doctor Service, you are flying in medical staff to be able to make this happen. Is that correct?
So some of these clinics that are getting a little bit too far from Dubbo to drive, then yes, we do send our nursing teams out to these areas to provide the services locally. Look, we've got some really good partnerships with the local health district and the AMSs that are really supporting to make this happen. As you know, Royal Flying Doctors is generally a retrieval service. So this is in order to keep them off our planes and then keep them out of hospitals and keeping people well in their own homes. So it's really great that we can take these services to these local communities and prevent the travelling that people otherwise may have had to have done.
That's a great way of putting it. It's a preventative measure to make sure that our medical system here in regional New South Wales is not overrun. We're chatting with Sally Luffman. She is part of the Royal Flying Doctors Southeastern section. Thank you so much for getting us across all the details of the hubs that are opening in Quirindi and Werris Creek this weekend.
Thank you. Watch this space. There'll be more.
Wonderful. And if you want all the details, again, you can head to our website, 981powerfm.com.au.